Nebraska. Even though Nebraska is in black and white, most things in life aren't, except for maybe the Misfits' opinions about Alexander Payne's new film. Two of them loved it, and the other two hated it.
So you told the sheriff that you were walking to Nebraska?
That's right. To get my $1 million.
This is Woody Grant.
We are now authorized to pay $1 million to Woodrow T. Grant of Billings, Montana.
This is his son.
You didn't win anything. It's a complete scam. So you gotta stop this, okay?
I'm running out of time.
This is his wife.
I never knew the son of a bitch even wanted to be a millionaire. He should have thought about that years ago and worked for it.
How much longer is he gonna be around? What's the harm in letting him have his little fantasy for just a couple more days?
This is his family.
Woody, here's the talk of the town. Why didn't you tell us you was rich, Woody?
David said not to.
You got it on you. Yeah, we sure would like to see what $1 million looks like.
And this is the problem.
God damn, Woody Grant's a millionaire. That crown is on Woody.
If Woody hit it rich and I don't see any of it, that would be wrong.
Are you threatening my family?
Everybody's saying how Woody Grant's a millionaire.
That's no big deal.
No big deal? Jeez, a million here, a million there. Well, the newspaper's gonna do a big write-up on you.
Nebraska. Woody Grant, played by Bruce Dern, is old, cantankerous, alcoholic, and convinced he's won $1 million in a mega sweepstakes marketing scheme. With his son David, played by Will Forte, he makes a road trip from Montana to Nebraska to collect his winnings. And along the way, he stops in his hometown in central Nebraska, where he runs into family and friends, some of whom are determined to share in Woody's prize.
This is by Alexander Payne, same guy who did The
Sideways.
Descendants last year.
Sideways.
And I'd have to say, it started out for me a little tricky film in that because of the characters and the story he's chosen to tell, for a while it seemed like a fine line between kind of making fun of or just having the characters there to kind of ridicule in a deadpan way, or are they real characters that we're supposed to care about? And not quite the midway point when we go to the town where the Bruce Dern character grew up. Will Forte has reason to go to the local little newspaper there, and he talks to the woman who runs the place. And this woman was, for me, I don't know why, but she was just so completely real, so completely charming. She's handling these huge bound issues of newspapers, and she seems so frail and yet so intelligent. From that point on, the film kind of turned for me and began to work in terms of he was telling a story, he was caring about his characters, and the things that were happening up to the point were happening for a reason. Again, the storytelling up to that point, and kind of after that, is so kind of, it's a little distant, it's a little deadpan. You get lots of shots of the Nebraska landscape, and they kind of look like these empty, stoic postcards. And sometimes when he fills the frame with the family members, such as all the brothers and men watching a football game, in its own way, that's almost more empty than the landscapes we see, at least emotionally. The film grew on me, won me over, and for me, at least at the end, it had an emotional impact I usually don't get from a lot of films these days.
I enjoyed it very much. Chris, it's right up my alley. I love realism in literature. I love it in film, and I thought the direction was brilliant. The acting was great. Bruce Dern, of course, probably capping his career on this in terms of a performance, but even Will Forte, who I don't even expect to be in a film like this, I thought was just a masterful tour of acting in that he's so real. The oldsters in Nebraska, including Ron Howard's father, were wonderful, and Stacy Keach puts in quite a performance. So performance-wise, I loved it. I loved the look of the film. I love black and white, and I thought this was very well done in black and white. I was never lost for a moment. I was with it from the minute it started till the very end.
You know, there's not a lot of directors I can say I don't like, but I guess this guy's one of them, because I don't think I've liked any of his movies. I think I was completely bored by this film, and if Jane Squibb wasn't in it, I don't know if I would have liked anything about this film. It just seemed kind of fake to me, but I thought she was great, and I thought she was really funny. Brought a lot of comedic elements to it.
You're talking about Bruce Dern's wife.
Yeah.
But I would say, again, she's kind of an example of what I was saying before. She started off I mean, she's so abrasive and she's so had it with him. And yet, towards the end of the film, there's a moment where all the relatives are descending on him because they think he's going to win $1 million, and she just tells them all to go to hell. She was a character that started out a little bit as a cartoon, but came around to being a real person by the end of the movie.
Even though she always insulted him about being crazy and a loon and everything, she had his back throughout the whole film.
Yeah, and I mean, it's part of their relationship. He wasn't exactly extolling her virtues throughout the story. My lovely wife. No, you didn't hear a lot of that.
Well, no, you heard things like, well, gee, Dad, didn't you ever think about having kids? I don't know, you know, we like the fuck. We figured it was going to have a few along the way somewhere.
Your mother's Catholic. Just
how else are you going to do it?
I really disliked this film. I thought it was just awful and unpleasant and tiresome. I thought the shot, the easy shot at Middle America, the guys in the TV room, I got it. Yeah, they're watching TV and everyone's watching TV. Yeah, this is their life. Really boring and obvious. Bruce Dern, he doesn't do anything. The only time I perked up was when they're searching for his teeth by the railroad track. There's a little spirit there and a little spark and a little fun where he kind of knows kind of what's going on. Comes alive for me, and he irritates his son, but in kind of a fun way. The actors were all fine. I'm with Nancy there. I thought, well, Forte, the only reason I could stand this movie was because he's the heart of the movie, and he really does have heart. And in the obvious scene where he and his brother steal the compressor, they steal the compressor that apparently this guy has had for 40 years, that Stacy Keach borrowed from Bruce Dern and never returned. So the brothers are at his house, and they put it in the car. They steal it, and they're driving away, and Bruce Dern goes, that's not my compressor. What? And they stop and then they put it. It's just awful.
I kind of like the compressor scene, I say, because I didn't realize they were stealing the wrong compressor. For me, more importantly, that's also the moment where the entire family comes together for at least once and they have this experience and you see the way they kind of enjoy each other. And even the two brothers, more importantly up to that point, who have been on different sides of things, you can see this is a shared moment between them. So, I mean, yeah, I guess if you exclude all the things that are going on in terms of the family and stuff, it's too long. But for me, it didn't seem to be. And I like the way it paid off, and I like the way it brought them all together.
Stacy Keach, I love, and he was great in this, and he actually salvaged the scenes that he's in, but oh my God, so awful. And the two sons were awful. I had a miserable time in this film.
I'm right with you. I mean, I thought, if you visit Nebraska based on the old people in this film, man, apparently they're all like hillbilly, like, they're mute.
They weren't hillbilly.
They're mute. They don't say anything. They act stupid.
I hated the mom. I thought she was a sitcom mod character. It's obvious that they cared for each other from the get-go. And it was just so unreal. The raunchiness of her and the shocking of the son. Completely artificial nonsense to me.
You know, Alexander Payne is from Nebraska. And while this may not seem like a genuine love letter to the state, I think he shows respect to a lot of the characters. They're not hillbillies. They're salt-of-the-earth kind of people. Some are dumber than others. But that's what makes the world go round. I had a wonderful time watching it. And I felt the love that was there, and I felt the reality of the people and the situation in this kind of quixotic scheme to get that $1 million. I love the way that was handled.
But it also could have been played much larger, much more for jokes mm-hmm. than it is. Could have become farcical. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it does, because that's not what it's about. He is this unpleasant guy. I think there is more to his performance than him just being grumpy. But I think the thing is, there are moments where you're dealing with people in your life and you can't go back and you can't do it over for them. You can't convince them that everything's worked out all right or that this is the way anybody wanted it. But sometimes, and this is what the movie's about for me, if you're lucky, you get a chance to give them at least a final moment of dignity, a little moment where you get to be your own man again. To me, when he buys the truck and when the son lets Bruce Dern drive the truck down the center of the town and the people come out to recognize him, to me, that's what the whole movie's about. Sometimes that's all you can do for another person. That's where the film always seemed to be going, and to me, it was always about, it worked for me.
It was the getting there that didn't work for me to that bit. That's another thing I meant to say. I really dislike the structure of the film. Will Forte is going to take his dad on this road trip to either way get to know him better and finally prove that there's no $1 million. But they leave the brother and they leave the mother. And then they end up in this town. And again, the brother and the mother join them. And I was almost screaming at the theater. This is just lame. Mom's coming on the bus and Ross is going to join us too. And I'm going, what? This is a road trip about the two of of them getting together and getting to know each other. But instead, it becomes kind of like pulling the whole opening of the movie, pulling it right into the middle of the movie. It would have even been okay if Bruce and the son had gone to Hawthorne, the hometown. But having the mother and the brother show up, I just thought was awful.
I think it's more about family dynamics, ultimately, than it is a road picture.
Yeah, but they didn't work it out right.
It has to set up for a road picture, but pretty quickly, it's not a road picture. And I think it signals that fairly quickly. I mean, if you're waiting for a series of wacky adventures along the road, I mean, obviously that's not what it's up to.
You wanted a road picture.
No, not a road picture. You establish this is where they're getting away from, the wife and the other son.
Oh, really? I don't see them as getting away from it as much as going towards something else.
No, but it's both, Nancy. I'm talking movie-wise, it doesn't work at all. They're leaving, goodbye, we're going to be gone 5 days, I've taken this amount off, and then they end up in this town, and wife and brother show up.
Well, no, I guess I would only say there's also a kind of film, and sometimes that happens in thrillers, and sometimes it happens in other films, even in something in a more obvious way like Sullivan's Travels, that the more you try to get away from certain things, the more those things come back to you. And I think, again, that's what this film is. These guys are going to go on a road. He thinks he can give his dad this moment, but the problem is, and I think that's part of what the film's up to, you can't outrun the past, and the past is always going to come and catch up with you in some way.
There was a better way to work it out, I thought, than the way they did it. It's frustrated me no end. And I had no problem with the wife and the brother. I actually liked the brother.
Well, as somebody on the Misfit side of the fence who liked the movie a great deal, I'd also commend the music by Mark Orton, I believe is his name.
Yeah.
I just thought the music added such a lovely, elegant touch. And by elegant, I don't mean all fancy schmancy, because it's very simple music. But it really enhanced what I took to be a great story.
I thought so far it's the best score of the year. In terms of something that works with a film, has something original to say, and unobtrusive, but making things happen also. I thought Will Forte gave a terrific performance.
He was great. No, he was really impressive and believable.
Bruce Dern was more nuanced than you think, because, I mean, there are times when he has to bring up and talk about his past and a relationship to his wife, and he's not passive then. And then also part of the passiveness is, at this point, he doesn't have anything left except the fact that he says whatever you want him to say, and then he's going to go on doing what he wants to do anyway.
No, I like that.
Stacy Keach, he was the heavy without being unrealistic or cartoonish. There's a scene where he's lost his little winning announcement and they're out there looking for it, and then they go into the bar and they see Stacy Keach.
Because Stacy Keach has gotten a hold of the magazine fake sweepstakes winning thing, and he's reading it to everyone at the bar, and they're making fun of Dern. Dern is destroyed, devastated.
If you look at Bruce Dern in that scene, if you watch his face, if you look at his body language, which I think is really what a lot of his performances, since most films have nothing but close-ups, you're not used to actually trying to get some sense of the human being by their body language. But you look at Bruce Dern in that moment and what's happening to him, I don't think there's anything else you could do believably except slug Stacy Keach.
Except I gotta say that right before the punch, there's also a moment by Keach that's great.
One of the reasons Keach is so good is, in a way, as devastating as it is for Bruce Dern in that moment, he's kind of expressing what the audience has been feeling for most of the film on some level. And so that's what I liked about him being punched. You feel complicit in that moment, in that you've kind of been thinking Bruce Dern is an idiot and someone ought to just talk to him and set him straight. And so when he gets punched, there's a part of me that feels guilty about that also. And that's why I think it's a terrific scene.
But I really like Keach's face when the kid takes the thing away from him and he realizes what an asshole he has actually been.
Yeah, he has a little of it too. I mean, he's a guy who's missed out and he wanted something. He's angry, but he realizes his anger has led him to a bad place he didn't really want to go to.
Exactly.
The ending kind of keeps paying off for me. When they finally go to turn in the ticket, I thought that was a great scene with the lady behind mm-hmm. the desk. She didn't go, oh, boo-hoo, it's terrible, we shouldn't do this to old people. She goes, that's the way it is. These things happen. And then he gets the cap, and I just thought it was a terrific shot. You don't have to do anything except see Bruce Dern with his winner's cap on to just, you know, make everything as clear as it needs to be and set up the son going out to buy the truck and get the compressor. And they're just such silly, stupid things to hang a man's worth on. That worked for me, too. The fucking compressor he's never going to use again. That's all you have for people sometimes in life, especially old people you've cared for and you love. You got to give them that last silly, stupid thing, whether it makes any fucking sense or not.
Well, the ending was great, and I'm not critical of it at all. I'm not saying it's an awful movie.
But Steve's saying it's an awful movie, aren't you, Steve?
Aren't you, Steve?
Yeah, I'm saying it's boring, and I didn't identify with anything.
Not a disaster, but just a very grueling and unappealing experience, and not in a good way.
Come on, have a beer with your old man. He's somebody.